This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, robust fitra. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Aid to your honor. I'm British Radio with my sister Zainab. And look, so fitra is something that for sure I talk about every so often. And I've used the word robust fitra because, you know, fitra is something that we're all created with. Allah has placed fitra in all of us. And some people even, I read something recently, they even talk about how a person's fitra, even though we all have it and we have particular tendencies, but probably all of us have, we all have a fitra that is maybe just a little bit different. Just the way our souls are all different. Our fitra is just a little bit different. It doesn't mean that one person's fitra is less good than another. It just means we have a particular little tendencies of our own. But the idea that our fitra is robust, is solid, is stable, is strong. Obviously, that is because it is given to us by Allah. And it really does take a lot of sinning, a lot of evil for us to totally destroy that fitra. And obviously, I'm saying that because I think we can definitely talk about Hua in this context, who was the leader of the enemy army. The Battle of Karbala had obviously followed Imam Hussein and his companions and their whole caravan and observed and obviously heard Imam Hussein speaking. And, you know, we would have thought that, oh, this must be the most horrendous person. And then he changes. He speaks with Imam Hussein. And that's it. He's with Imam Hussein. And, you know, this is the idea. Yes, our fitra is very robust. So that fitra was still there inside him, even though we think, oh, that person was so evil. So apparently this meeting with a very purified person, with our Imam Hussein, was able to, in a sense, just purify all these sins away so that his fitra could shine. And he became also one of Imam Hussein's companions, basically. So the potential for people to change is huge. Welcome back to A to Z. You know, I'm being English radio with my sister Zainab. And obviously, I'm talking about the fitra and obviously that people can change. And so I'm going to refer also to something that Ammar Tadrahba says in his book, Cell Number 14. And it's quite surprising, but at the same time, this is why I've already talked about the Battle of Karbala and how Hua had changed and why our fitra is so robust. Because Ammar Tadrahba was in prison several times, and I think it was his second imprisonment where he was in Zahedan, then he was taken to Tehran. And so he was in a sort of very corrupt and brutal Savak prison system. But he was also talking about the very polite demeanor, in a sense, the kindness that some of his prison guards there had, and even some of the sort of Savak, the interrogators, the way they addressed him, the way they spoke to him. And obviously, he's talking about also the purity of some of his fellow prisoners, their wonderful nature and qualities. So, and again, this is interesting. So, despite being in a very evil environment, and also, so we can think back to, for example, to Battle of Karbala, despite being in the environment of being part of these horrific enemy troops, if a person still has some fitra intact, they can totally transform and they can still have some good qualities in place. Now, this is important because then when we see people who are doing the most horrendous things. So nowadays, we're all aware of the genocide in Gaza, which is still ongoing. We're all aware of what's been happening in Lebanon, in South Lebanon in particular. We're aware of what has happened to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And then when we see these people who command these things and to continue to perpetrate these things, then we must ask ourselves, oh, okay, so there really is a huge amount of evil and sinning that has happened there for no transformation to be possible. So that is the other side. The fitra can be destroyed except for the grace of Allah. Of course, at the end of the day, everything is by the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah, anything, anyone can be changed. And that was it for today. And look forward to welcoming you to another episode of Etz here on Art Being Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.